This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Purposely boutique in size, Connect delivers world-class service and results to their clients. The team has the ability to prioritize every client's business while providing national sales coverage. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
When you read about Simone Biles, you can't help but think how forward-thinking last year's film, The Weight of Gold by Michael Phelps, truly was. If you didn't see it, that film detailed the mental pressure and mental strain so many Olympians have dealt with over the years, and Phelps is leading the Today Show this morning talking about The Weight of Gold and what it means. It's clear that Michael Phelps, Naomi Osaka, and Simone Biles have amplified this issue more than ever. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, July 28th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's stay with the Olympics because expect to hear the term make goods a lot over the next 10 days or so, as multiple reports note that ad buyers and brands are pushing NBC Universal to offer clients unsold Olympic inventory because of the rating shortfall, which continues so far during the Summer Games. Ad buyers will want programming of equal viewership, equal value to the Summer Games. And that is, of course, very hard to find. And NBC won't want to offer make goods and other valuable programming, say like the NFL. So Variety is reporting that one source said NBC feels it has enough open inventory during the games to offer make goods and ensure advertisers get the impressions that they were promised. But this is a story clearly to watch because it comes as the ratings continue to drag lower. NBC saw its Monday night primetime coverage drop 47% compared to the same night in both 2016 and 2012. And with more and more big name boldface stars out of the games, the numbers are not likely to improve. So keep your eye on NBC's situation with advertisers during the Summer Games. We don't talk about sports business in Africa very often, but today we do. Former President Barack Obama is, of course, a basketball junkie. His father is from Kenya. Well, now Obama has combined his passion with his background and has joined NBA Africa as a partner and minority owner. NBA Africa handles the league's business on that continent, including operating the new Basketball Africa League. Obama plans to help the league's social responsibility efforts, and the Basketball Africa League held its inaugural season just in May. They have 12 teams from 12 different African countries. The season went off well. They're ready and bullish for next year, and the NBA overall is very bullish about its business in Africa. Additional investors in NBA Africa include former NBA players like Junior Bridgman, Luol Deng, Grant Hill, Dikembe Mutombo. Now you can add former President Barack Obama as a partner and minority owner in NBA Africa. Let's continue to follow news around the Big 12 and SEC. Texas and Oklahoma have formally applied for membership in the SEC, and influential South Carolina President Harris Pasides, who was very well known on the sports business issues, told The Athletic that SEC presidents are expected to vote on whether to formally invite Texas and Oklahoma this week. Now that, to me, is a formality. This deal, I believe, is done. But Pasides did note that a timetable for Texas and Oklahoma to enter the SEC is very undetermined and very uncertain. He says it looks likely to be around 2024 or 2025. He said that's a good thing because he believes the scheduling issues and the divisional issues and the integration issues will take a long time to sort through. But this story, Texas and Oklahoma likely joining the SEC, continues to move very fast. Let's shift to news around the agency world because Endeavor's Mark Shapiro, he has said time and again recently that Endeavor is focusing on the live event business and especially sports. That's what they are feeling good about. And that fits into their recent partnership with their on-location experience, with the IOC. We're on location. We'll handle all the hospitality around upcoming Olympic Games. That's a massive deal. Well, Endeavor closed another deal yesterday fitting into that segment as On Location has acquired Austin-based QQ. And if you don't know what QQ is, they have been a leader for years around dynamic ticket pricing and developing software for dynamic ticket pricing in sports, in entertainment, and music. And they, again, have been out front in this space for years. QQ's founder, Barry Kahn, I've known him for years, and he's always been the leading thinker on dynamic pricing. And now he has found a partner in On Location Experiences. And On Location will surely use QQ in its ticketing platform around its big events. Of course, the Super Bowl. I mentioned the Olympics. They also have the Final Four and many golf events. QQ will keep its headquarters in Austin, Texas. And if you want to learn more, QQ's founder, Barry Kahn, was an SBJ 40 under 40 honoree in 2011. But this is a key component for On Location and its hospitality and ticketing efforts. Now, we've seen the growing interest in Formula One racing in the United States. We've talked about this time and again on the Buzzcast. I believe much of it is around the Netflix series Drive to Survive, which has a massive following. Well, CAA Sports continues to focus on F1. It already represents F1 in commercial sales, and now it has extended its deal with F1 team Red Bull Racing Honda for multiple years, and CAA Sports will seek commercial deals specifically in the United States as a priority. CAA Sports cited the expansion of the F1 calendar to two United States races. Remember, Miami will join Austin on the schedule next year. And CAA also cited increasing interest in Formula One in the United States, largely among 16 to 25-year-olds. And so they believe that they can do more deals in the United States. So CAA, again, very, very bullish on Formula One in the U.S. Here's one story that caught my eye yesterday, and Barstool Sports is now getting into the sports programming space. In the company's first major bid into acquiring TV sports rights, Barstool Sports has become the new title sponsor of the Arizona Bowl. It's part of a multi-year deal. The game will air on Barstool's digital platforms on December 31st, and that game features teams from the Mountain West and the MAC. CBS previously had the broadcast rights to the Arizona Bowl, but Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy and CEO Erica Nardini were in Tucson yesterday, and they announced an entire week of events that will lead up to the game. Both executives touted big plans around the entire week. They feel like they can give the Arizona Bowl the full Barstool treatment, and they believe it's a real fit for their following and their demographic. And you have to wonder if Barstool Sports could get into more sports rights acquisitions, but a very interesting deal, Barstool Sports becoming the new sponsor of the Arizona Bowl and its media partner. And finally, the NBA draft is Thursday night, and projected top overall pick Cade Cunningham is being represented by Excel Sports Management. Well, he has signed a footwear and apparel endorsement deal with Nike. Really not a surprise. Cunningham is familiar to and familiar with the brand as he played at Oklahoma State University, which is, of course, a Nike school. But the NBA draft Thursday night, projected top pick Cade Cunningham, now with Nike. So that is your morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, July 28th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Connect Partnership Group, one of the industry's leading boutique partnership sales and consulting agencies, treats every client as a top priority. The agency's size allows for agility, tailored solutions, and personalized service, all while providing national sales coverage across a multi-market sales team. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.